Log Talk Radio.
Oh,
Oh, this is a wicked, evil time. I mean, this is a time like never before. I mean, so many changes have taken place. Oh, yes, and the Bible has already, you know, said, you know, and warned us that these times was coming. You know, it says it's going to be a time like never before. Oh, yes, it's a time like never before. In the latter time, the Bible said the love of many shall wax cold. You said that children will be haters of their parents and parents hating their children and just so much evil and wickedness. And, you know, your neighbors don't love you like they used to. You could borrow some sugar and, you know, some flour. You know, hey, can I borrow you something, neighbor? Or even you used to could speak to your neighbor. Today, we're living in a town where your neighbors don't even speak to you. You don't even know your neighbor. Oh, what a time. How time has changed. I'm telling you, as I always say, I'm not a preacher. You know, I love the Lord and I love his word. And I just try to get people's eyes focused back into the word of God because, you know, time is winding up and he's soon to come. And the word of God said, redeem the time. He said, make good use of your time. That's what redeeming the time means, to make good use of your time, because time is winding up and it's running out. As I said, and we never know when he's going to come knocking on your door on today. So we're here at the Ready Church. Just want to help you to be ready. Just give you some things to think about and examining ourselves, examining our lives, and see where we are, you know, in the faith. You know, do you believe God or do you not believe God's word? If so, why do you not believe God's word? I'm quite sure you've been in a hard place, or something has taken place in your life, and you know it was nobody but the Lord that protected you, covered you, spoke to your heart, and gave you peace that surpassed your own understanding. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He's real today. He's real. If you don't believe the devil's real, let's go to Revelation right quick. Revelation chapter 12. You may say, oh, I don't believe. You know, I don't believe that stuff, you know. But I want to take you to the word of God. See, now everything going down but the word of God. We can see society, morals, and values. And, you know, the way people used to think, you know, they don't think, you know, with good morals and values. I mean, balance, filling the land, you know. Everything is just changing. It's like everything just was turned upside down at once, you know, like an hourglass. You turn that hourglass up and the sand goes running real fast. And that's what has taken place. And the way that everything is taking place so quickly and is because of technology and because of our cell phones. And, you know, you didn't run to nobody's house and things start changing like that. No, it's the computers, you know. You know, man thinking he's smarter than God. Now, you got to have a real problem, if you think that you're smarter than the one that made you. He said he's Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves, the word of God says. Well, we're going to go to Revelation. It said Revelation 12 and verse 9 says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. Did he say half of the world? No, he didn't say part of the world. Did he say some of the world? No, it said he deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. Do we not live on the earth? We live on the earth. Satan is real. He's here walking to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may destroy. He hates you. He doesn't love you. The Bible said in John 10:10, he said he come to kill you, to steal from you, and to destroy you. That don't sound like nobody that love you. But God said he come to give you life, and that life more abundantly. And you can have abundant life if you will believe God's word. Time to believe God's word. Time to believe. His word is truth. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. The word says right here, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Well, those angels turn to demons, I'm telling you, and they speak into your heart. They're using people, you know, and, you know, they're doing their job. They were cast out into the earth. Let's go to Job. Okay, we know that the Bible said that he has many names. We just said the devil, he's dragon, he's, you know, he's a serpent, you know. He has many names, but it's the devil. Third of the angels was cast out to the earth with him. And that's who the devil is using to kill, to steal, and destroy your life. But Christ came to give you life today. Come on, take it. Come on. I was the same way. I was born in sin until I got born again. I invited Christ in my life. And, oh, my life has never been the same. Oh, your life will never be the same. You'd be like, oh, I wish I'd given my life to the Lord a lot sooner, you know? Where Job here, Job chapter 2 and verse 2, I didn't know I was going here. It says, and the Lord said to Satan, he's talking to Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. So we see here that Satan is walking up and down in the earth. His demons, his spirit is walking down through the earth, thinking who may make this animal to destroy you, to bring doubt to you that Christ exists. And we just heard, we just read it. He exists. Satan is killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. Oh, yes, he is. And he wants to kill and destroy your life today. Let's go to Job 1 and verse 7. Then he goes again. He asks Satan again. The Lord says unto Satan, which cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and forth in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And he said, and the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears and eschews evil. He runs from evil. Do you run from evil today? Do you turn from evil today? Oh, my God. Lord, help us today. It's time to believe God's word. It's time to get in his word and seek his word. Think his face like never before. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Standing in the need of having a personal relationship with you. Where I can talk to you and you can talk to me and I know it's you. Oh, it's time to believe God's word. What he said. And in Psalms 9 and 17, because we can see, you know, look around in society today, in the nation today, the nation that have forgotten God. We weren't like this. This nation haven't always been this way. But this nation have turned their hearts away from the things of God, the morals and the values that we once had and stood for, the principles. You know, when they took prayer out of the school, and then, you know, you take prayer out of everything. Everywhere you open up the doors for to take prayer out of, Satan comes in that door. We when I grew up years ago, I'm telling you, we didn't have to worry about going to school and having, you know, security guards and metal detectors, and, you know, we had to worry about that. People think for it, you know, but then today, violence is more wickeder and evil than ever before. They have weapons. Young people coming to school with weapons, even in the kindergarten, first grade, and, oh, my God, babies with weapons. Oh, my God, it's the enemy.
It's Satan that's talking to your children through these games they're playing and all this stuff. You know, these doorways, you don't monitor your children, what they're taking into their eye gates and ear gates. And the spirits get in through your eyes and your ears, things you hear, the music. You know, the music that don't kill your mama, kill your daddy. Kill them. And then they get in, you know, they get, they're listening to the music and then stuff getting in your spirit and you're constantly just bebopping and, oh, hip hopping and, oh my God. And you be going down the street and, you know, stole your mama's gun and, you know, stole your daddy's car. And you going on down the street and the devil just tell you, shoot them up. You don't even know innocent people losing their lives because of the enemy speaking to people's mind. You know, like I say, they playing these games, these shooting games, these gun games. And, oh, my God. And you just say, oh, well, I'm so busy till I just put my child on the iPad, just give them a computer, just let them sit there and let the computer feed them. And you don't know what's going inside of their mind, inside their spirit. And that's what some of these people be talking about when they find out that their child went to the school and shot up the school and stuff. And you've seen some signs, you know, they're bringing in things into your home. They don't pay rent or mortgage there. They bring in things you don't investigate. You don't see what it is, and, you know. And then later when something bad happens, they say, oh, my child would never do that. You didn't monitor your child. You didn't investigate. See what your child getting into. You know, see what they're bringing into your home. You know, some of these weapons were brought into their homes, the computers and stuff that, you know, some people are addicted to porn and all that kind of stuff. You know, check your computers and see what's going on. Oh my God. The Bible says here in Psalms 9:17, it said the wicked shall turn into hell and all the nations that forget God. This nation has forgotten God. They need to get back into the word of God. They say to me, Lord, come the light of heaven in my soul. Oh my God. Find anything that is pleasing in me, oh God. Take it out. Straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Satan don't want you to be whole. He hates you. He come to kill you, to destroy you. The word of God says in Genesis 6. Let's go to Genesis 6. We're just going to go as the Lord leads us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Genesis 6 and chapter and verse. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of his thoughts, of his heart, was only evil continuously. Oh my God. I mean, we're hearing so many gross things. Oh my God. We're hearing so many things. We're seeing so many things. Oh my God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, oh God, for another day you allowed us to see, oh God, which you didn't have to do, but you did, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll minister through me, oh God. Speak through my lips of clay and think through my mind. We plead the blood of Jesus over things in the atmosphere that come to hinder, to stop, and to block, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But there's no weapon that's formed against us on today's Shapasma in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. We pray that you minister to people, oh God, that their thoughts are not your thoughts and their ways are not your ways, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you minister to us in these last and evil days, that you may get the glory and the honor that's due only to you, the true and living God, in these last and evil days. And the devil's defeated, God is exalted, Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still in the earth today. His presence is still in the earth today. And we thank God for his presence still being in the earth today. He said, if I go not away, the Comforter wouldn't come. And the Comforter, he sent it to lead us and guide us throughout this earth. That's what you need, the Holy Spirit. After you give your life to the Lord and you say, Lord, save me, Lord. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, everything that's not like you, oh God. Help me. I can't do it on my own, God. We can't do anything on our own. We couldn't even get up this morning if he didn't come by and blow the breath of life, kept our breath going on, you know, on today. But he came by and touched you and said, get up. I'm giving you another chance, another opportunity on today to give your life to me. Oh, yes. He's giving you another opportunity each day that he allows us to live. He's giving us another chance, another day of mercy and grace on today. Oh, yes. Everybody go back and do it. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. And it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken, listen, diligently unto the word, to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. He wants to listen to the word of God. The word of God will lead you and guide you into all truth if you would just give your life and your heart to him today. And then in that same chapter, in the verse 15, it says, But it shall come to pass if thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I have commanded thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. He said, look, if you want, there is either a blessing or cursing. There is no such thing as good luck and bad luck. The word of God says you either bless or you curse. But he wants us to be blessed today. He said, you know, in Deuteronomy 28 is beginning. He said, if you would listen and obey, you know, he will bless you. But then the 15th verse, it says, and if you don't hear and you don't listen and you don't obey his commandments, then you'll be cursed. And the Bible says you'll be cursed in the city and you'll be cursed in the field, whether you live in New York City or in the country, in North Carolina, somewhere. He said, you know, and you'll be cursed in your basket and in the store. Your food, you'll be cursed. And he's saying you'll be cursed in the fruit of your body, in your health. Oh, my God. What if we were obeying God's word today? It's time to believe what God's word has to say today. Oh, yes, it is time to believe God's word. Well, I didn't know I was going to come through all that, but this is where we're going today. And it is Isaiah 59. It's time to believe God's word. It's time to believe. No time for doubting. It's time to believe God's word. You see, the devil is roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may destroy. He's destroying a lot of people lives today. I mean, there's a spirit of alcohol and spirit of drugs and, you know, and it's just so much stuff going on in this world today to try to destroy your life, to take you away from the mind of Christ. I mean, so many people are suicidal, so many people depressed and stressed and don't know which way to turn. I'm telling you, the word of God is what you need. It's time to believe God's word. You don't try everything but God's word. Try God's word. Oh, my God, I tell you, you will never, ever be the same. Your life will never, ever be the same if you try Jesus. The Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, he's good. He's good. You know, there was a commercial saying, Campbell's soup is good. Oh, no, it's nothing compared to the word of God.
Oh, it's good for your heart, good for your soul. Oh, yes, and you know some of the people's hearts are failing them today. Oh, my God, the word of God said men's heart will fail them because of the things that come upon the face of the earth. Oh, my God, and we can see so much is coming upon the face of the earth today, people losing their children to senseless crimes. And oh, my God, wickedness is all in the land. I tell you, just gross stuff just taking place all over the land. The nation has forgotten God. They've kicked out prayer, don't want prayer. Don't want prayer in the schools, in the court system, everywhere. I say, you know, that you take prayer out of, the devil's coming in, and he's coming in to kill, to steal, and destroy your life. The word of God already warned us. Now, if you already know that a thief is coming to steal from you and to kill from you, oh, my God, aren't you going to be ready? Oh, we need to get ready, stay ready, and be ready when Jesus comes. Oh, he's coming back for a ready church. We're here at the Ready Church trying to help you to be ready when Jesus comes. Oh, yes, he's coming. So much evil, so much wickedness all over the land. Wickedness in your home, violence in your home. You don't even know the people in your house. You think you know them. You can be living with a person for 20 and 30 years and realize you don't know them. Oh, my God, he said, watch and pray. And as I said on last week, everybody say they loving you, ain't loving you. Everybody, just because they kiss you, oh, kissy kiss, oh, I love you, dear. Everybody kissing you don't mean they love you. He said, if you love me, the word of God said, if you love me, then you will obey me. That means you're going to show people that you really love them. Some people tell you they love you, and time you turn your back, they're ready to stab you in the back. They're ready to destroy you, talking bad about you, talking evil about you. Oh, my God, keep your trust in the true and living God. If you don't have your trust in him, trust him today. Give him a try. He's seeking. He's knocking at the door of your heart today. Just let him in. He says, seek ye the Lord. The word of God says, seek ye the Lord. While he may be found, call upon him while he's near. Oh, my God, time is winding up. He sent people in your life for a reason. God placed people in your life for a reason. To draw you to him. If they're in Christ, to draw you to him. To minister life to you, to give you a hope. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here in Isaiah 59, it says, behold, the hand of the Lord is not shortened, that he cannot save you. His hand is not so short. He can't reach you. In other words, I don't care where you've been, what you've been into, what you've done. You may think, oh, well, I done did some things, and Lord, I ain't told nobody. I don't want nobody to know what I did. Oh, I'm just so embarrassed. I'm just so shameful of the things that I've done, the things I've said, the places I've been. No, no, no. He didn't come to condemn you. He came to save you from your sin, to save you from yourself, self-destruction. Oh, yes. He loves you. He cares for you. He cares for your family. He cares for you. Oh, yes. He said his hand's not so short, he can't reach you nowhere, no matter where you is. Nowhere, no matter where you are. His hand's not so short that he can't save you. All you have to do is repent. Ask God to save you, to forgive you, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You know? So I believe that you died and you rose again for me, let alone me. I don't deserve it, Lord, but you saved me. You came and you cleansed me. You cleansed my filthy mouth from cussing, and you cleansed my filthy mouth from drinking. You did it, God. I know you did it. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. He's no respecter person that he cannot save, the word says. He said, neither is his ears heavy that he cannot hear you. Call on them. Because it's not heavy. They're not weighed down with all the cares of this life. They're not weighed down with all the cares. He wants you to cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. He cares in heaven. And he cannot hear you. Just tell him. Talk to him. Talk to him just like you would talk to me or talk to your children or whoever. He just wants you to talk to him. There's not no special way that you have to talk to him. Just open up your mouth and pour out your heart. He already knows, but he wants you to tell him. He wants you to talk to him. It's just like when Adam and Eve was in the garden and he said, where are thou? He wasn't talking about where they were physically because he placed them in the garden. He knew where they were, but he was saying, where are you all spiritually? Because you have all disobeyed my word. I told you not to eat of this fruit in the midst of the garden. But you have disobeyed me. You have listened to the serpent. You have listened to the evil one that came and whispered to you, and you disobeyed me, and that brought separation between man and God. Now Jesus came to restore us back where Adam and Eve fell. Jesus, God sent his only begotten son, Jesus is his name. Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth. Because there's so many Jesus today. But we're talking about the Jesus of Nazareth. There was only one from Nazareth that came to save us from our sins on today. He said his hand is not too short that he can't reach you. And his ears are not too heavy that he can't hear you? He said, but your iniquity. Iniquity is a sin that's in overdrive, that's driving you. I don't care what's driving you, what sin is driving you to your destruction. He's saying his hand's not too short, his ears is not too heavy, that he can't hear you and save you, no matter what, even if the sin of iniquity is driving you, and that has separated between you and your God. That's what sin does. It separates us from God. It separates you. But that's why God sent his only son, Jesus, to restore us back, to connect us back. Where Adam and Eve disconnected us by disobeying God, Jesus came to connect us back, to put us back in our rightful place, our relationship with the true and living God. But there's so much stuff out here today that's leading people away and astray and misinformation, giving you misinformation, you know, that there are many ways to God. No, the Bible says that Jesus is the only way. There are not many ways. There are not many ways from here, from Virginia, or New York, or anywhere you are. If you're trying to go from Virginia to New York, or from New York to Virginia, there are not many ways. If you're trying to go to North Carolina, you know, to New York, there are not many ways. There's certain ways you have to go, one way. Oh, my God, there's not many ways. You just can't go any kind of way. Now, some of y'all might say, well, there is different ways we can go to New York. But not from the place that you're at. It's totally different. You know, when you're trying to get to God, we're not talking about a Pacific place. I'm talking about when you're trying to reach God and you want to go make heaven your home. Because see, now the enemy is trying to twist up stuff. And I don't want you to get up here. There's only one way to heaven. Even though there might be many ways to New York, if you think about it. But there's only one way to heaven. And there's only one way to hell. when you disobey God, you go, you know, hell was meant for you, is meant for you. And if you obey God, heaven is meant for you. Now, I'm going to tell you now, hell wasn't meant for you, but because of people, the choices people are making and taking today, that's why hell has enlarged itself and made room for you. But hell was not meant for you. It was only meant for the devil and those angels that fell with him from disobeying God. So I just thought I better break that down because, you know, the enemy will use anything. But I want you to know it's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ, God's only Son. And the Word of God says, for your hands are defiled. Did I, wait a minute. And he says, and but your iniquities have separated between your you and your God, and your sins has hidden their face from you, that he will not hear. He said, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. He said, your lips have spoken lies. There's a lot of people saying that, you know, God called me. And, you know, a lot of people are listening and believing and being led astray and away from the truth because we got a lot of false prophets, false preachers, false teachers today doing in and everything and all in the name of Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of Nazareth. He said it will come, be coming with another Jesus, and this is not, it's not me. He said it's not me. It's another Jesus. As I told y'all a few weeks ago, there was a Jesus movement. It's not the Jesus of Nazareth. This Jesus, these people cuss. Their Jesus cuss. Their Jesus drink. Their Jesus lust. Their Jesus, no. The Jesus that we serve cleanses you, delivers you, sets you free from the hands of the enemy. That's the Jesus of Nazareth. Came to cleanse you, deliver you. Oh, yes. He says, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your tongue has muttered perverseness. Perverseness is untruth. Things is not true. He said, none calleth for justice, for what's right, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity. Get the thing. Things is not no good. It do you no good. Not good for you. Vanity. It's no good. It does you no good. And speaking lies. They can see mischief. Oh, my God, yes. Be treacherous. People just so evil. He said, and bringeth forth iniquity. All that stuff you're seeing in the church of God today. Satan has a seat in the church today. He's doing in and everything in God's house today. It's displeasing to him. It's displeasing to God. Anything unrighteous, anything that's unholy, anything that's unclean, anything that separates you from righteousness. The Word of God says in Revelation 22 and verse 11, he says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is, which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his works shall be. For I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Oh, yes. He said, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. Don't you want a right to the tree of life? We have to obey his commandments. Yes, we have to. And may enter in through the gates into the city. He says, for without are dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolatry, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. He said, Jesus has sent my angels to testify unto you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. He is. He is the bright and morning star. His word is so. Jesus is. Oh, yes, he is. He's the way. He's the truth. He's life today. Won't you give him a try? You tried everything. Everything. Just failed. Try Jesus. The word of God says in John chapter 10, verse 7, then said Jesus unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came unto me, I see all that ever came before me were of thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find the pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. He said, but he that is hireling, these pastors that have been hired to take you away to destroy your life, he said, are not the shepherd whose own the sheep are sleep are who owns the sheep are not seeth the wolf cometh and leaveth the sheep and fleeth and the wolf catcheth them and scatters them. He said the hireling ceases because he is hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. And knoweth my sheep, and am known, and are now, and none of mine. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. The one shepherd is Jesus Christ. He says, no man taketh it. Therefore, do my Father love me because I lay down my life that I might take it again? No man taketh my life, taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. So I'm telling you, Jesus is the only way. You come any other way, he say, you come as a thief, as a robber. Jesus is the door. He's the only way. He's the truth. He's life today. Give him a try. Oh, yes. Let's go to Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 30. I know anybody man but the devil. He gets no victory here. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Oh, yes. 30 and 19. Says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So did it say anything about good luck, bad luck? No, he said, he called blessings and curses. We here at the Ready Church today, we want you to be blessed. It's time to believe God's word. It's time to take his word in and let it be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. We're walking in darkness all around us. But if you got Jesus, you're the light. You're the salt and the light of the earth. Yes, we're to be light and salt in the midst of darkness. And these have been some dark days around us. It's a lot of evil. They're calling right wrong today. And they're calling good evil and evil good today. But there's a difference. That's why you have good, evil, bad, righteous, you know, righteous, unrighteousness, holy, unholy, because there's a difference in right and wrong, good and evil. It's time for us to believe God's word. Get back in God's word. Let him lead you and guide you into all truth today. Somebody needs you today. Somebody needs you to stand in the gap for them today. Somebody needs you to pray for them today. There's somebody lost a loved one on today. You can encourage them on today. There's somebody in the hospital today. You can say an encouraging words to them today. There's some lost soul today. You can encourage them to seek ye the Lord while it may be found. Call upon him while he's near, while he's close. Oh, my God, the word of God says his hand's not too short that he can't save you. And his ear's not too heavy that he can't hear you and deliver you on today. We here at the Ready Church just want to help you to be ready. Come on, do a self-examination today. Search yourself. See whether you're in the safe. And if you're not, get in it. It's time to believe God's word. Like I said, you believe everything but God's word. You know, you can walk up to a stranger and he can tell you something and you'll believe him before you will God's word. Could tell you you headed the wrong way when you headed the right way, but you'll believe him. It's time to believe God's word. Get back to the word of God. Pick up your Bible. Put that cell phone down. Pick up your word. What you going to do if the cell phone go out and you trying to read? Because most people reading their Bible from a cell phone. And they ain't picking up no Bible. What you doing? Putting all your Bibles in the trash? Nobody walking into the church with a Bible. Everybody got their cell phone. And they have different versions. You know? And one word can change the whole meaning. Come on, stick with the word of God, the King James. Stick to the word of God. I mean, it's just so much going on in this world today. There's so much we can deal with on today, you know, because there's witchcraft in the church. We're living in perilous times. In the church. Oh, yes. Witchcraft, all in the church. I mean, the stuff you see people doing in the house of God is nothing but witchcraft. It has nothing to do with God's word. Your actions showing that. The Bible says you shall know them by their fruit. And we can see the fruit and the root. And it's not Jesus of Nazareth. It's not God. It said, many shall be deceived in this last hour. We see the spirit of deception all around us. False prophets, false preachers, false witnesses everywhere. Changing the truth of God into a lie. Say, your father is the father is Satan. It's the devil. He's your father. He's the father of lies. He's the originator of lies. That's why lies exist. Satan, he's a liar. He lies to you. He tells you that Jesus don't exist. Jesus is not real. Hell's not real. Heaven's not real. And you believe in it. You're being led astray and away from truth. That's how we got here. Let's go to Genesis. I'm about to go. We're about to close in a few minutes. But here in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 2. And the woman said to the serpent, which she shouldn't have never started talking to the devil. She's supposed to have been, you know, obeying what her husband said. He had already told her what God said. He said, don't touch the tree in the midst of the garden. All those trees in the garden. Here we go. Just like your children. You tell them don't do something. And they want to know why. They just keep right on trying. Got to touch it. You can tell them, hey, the stove is hot. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. I hear mama saying don't touch the stove. And she said it's hot. But I don't understand what hot is. So I'm just going to keep on trying it anyway until you just touch it and you find out it was hot. You should have listened to your mother. But that's how the serpent talked to Eve. It said, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst, in the middle of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye shall die. And the serpent said unto the woman, here go the serpent talking back to her. Now she done told him what she said, God said. And she said, ye shall not surely die. That's what the serpent told her. Now she told him that that God said not to eat. But the serpent turned around and used her very words against her and said what? Oh, ye shall not surely die. Don't listen to God. Don't listen to him. He know you're going to be just as smart as him if you don't listen to him. It said, for God doeth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes going to be open. You're going to be smart as him. You're going to be God yourself. And ye shall be as God. You should be God. That's why you hear these preachers talking about, I am God. You are God. Everything God. Been led astray and away. Deception, the spirit of deception, have taken your heart away from truth. Read the word of God. Get back in the word of God. Verse 6 says, and when the woman saw that the tree, looking at it with her eyes now, everything looked good, ain't good for you. It may look good to you, but don't mean it's good for you. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. See, everything looked good. Don't mean it's good for you. Oh, don't she look good? Oh, don't he look good? And then once you get him, or you get her, and you say, oh, my God, I should have kept walking. I should have kept walking and not looked back. Of course, that's what Lot's wife did. She looked back because she still was designing the things that was behind her. And that's what get us in so much trouble. We start designing things that we ought not to, and we disobey God. She disobeying God too. He said, go and don't look back. But she looked back, she turned into a pillow stalk. That was the judgment for her. Not listening, not obeying God. And the same thing here, and it looked pleasant to her eyes. And the tree to be desired. Like I said, you look at men and look at women, you design stuff that you ought not to. You'll be sorry for it later. And did eat and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both was open, and they knew that they were naked. They didn't know they didn't have clothes on. And Lord knows, we look around today. Now here it say that they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Well, today, because of the world and, you know, going against God and everything, to nakedness again. You look around, people don't have no clothes on. Women ain't got no bra on, ain't got no panties on, you know. And some of them just don't have nothing. I mean, the breast out, leg out, everything just out. Right back to that same spirit. Verse 8 says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. You know, it gets cool in the middle of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves. See, that's where hiding came from right there. People thinking they doing stuff and hiding. You think God don't see. He see you. He knew where Adam and Eve were. He put them in the garden. He knew where they was. But he asked them, where were they? Where are thou? He was talking about spiritually. And I'm saying today, where are thou? Through the word of God today, where are you? What is your relationship with God? Do you have one? If not, you can get one. He come to save you from your sins today. And it says, and he walked in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves, and people start hiding stuff, secret society, secret this, secret that. That's where that spirit came in, right there with Satan, right there. The serpent, right there. That same spirit flowing right now. People hiding right now. Married with somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife, hiding. Yeah. Telling lies to one another, hiding. Being mischievous, hiding. Doing something to somebody without them knowing it, secretly, hiding. But the Bible said there's nothing here that shall not be revealed. Oh, my God. We need to run to Jesus while you have time. Time is running out, and Jesus is soon to come. We here at the Ready Church just want to help you. Give some a thought for today. Food for thought today. Examine yourself. See where you are in the faith. If you're not in it, you can get in today. You can invite Christ in your heart. Your heart may be small, but it's big enough for him to live in it. All of our hearts. He can live in today, as small as it is, he can live in all of our hearts today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you on today, atmosphere, spirit, in the name of Jesus, every principality, power, of wickedness in high places. We plead the blood of Jesus on today. I pray that you unstop deaf ears today, that they will be able to hear the word of God and to obey the word of God and to seek the word of God and to seek your face and turn from their wicked ways before time is too late. In Jesus' name on today, and the devil's defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. God bless you.
Time to believe in what God says.